Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hottest Blog Talk Show. This is the Barbershop, your boy, your host, Deacon Chante Odo. We welcome you to another wonderful episode. Hope everyone's having a blessed day. Hope everyone enjoyed this beautiful weather we've been having for the last couple of days. Y'all got to forgive me. I'm kind of rushing today. Got my little goddaughter. She's a handful. So just bear with me today. You know, like we always do, we give God honor and glory at first. You know, he's the head of our life, and he's in control of everything, regardless what the situation is. And, you know, again, I would just like to thank everyone for coming out, for being on the show today, even the ones that's on the internet, the ones that's calling in, or the ones that's listening to on Facebook or other social media. I thank you for your love and support. With that being said, let's get ready to get started, because, you know, we're doing 30 minutes, and 30 minutes go by fast, so... First of all, we're going to start off in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the day you have made. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for the activities of our limbs. God, if it wasn't for you, where would we be? God, we know you died on the cross for us, God, for our sins, and you rose on the third day to give us a second chance to having a relationship with you. With that being said, God, we thank you. God, we're asking you, the ones who at this moment that lost a loved one, God, we're asking you to touch the ones that don't know you. God, we want you to deliver the ones that's addicted to the drugs. We want you to deliver the ones that's out there on the street. God, we want you to do what you do best. You give blessings, deliverance, and you save people. God, with that being said, in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Yeah.
Again, good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to the Hottest Blog Talk Show, The Barbershop. This is your boy, Chance of your host, your boy, with my co-host, Katrina, my sister in Christ. I see our other brother haven't, pastor haven't got up here yet, but that's all right. Today's topic is fatherless home. Where is my father? Don't know where to start from, but, you know, first of all, I'd like to thank God for giving me my father, who was always in my life until God called him home. Me and Katrina was talking a while ago about the fatherless home. And like I told her, I don't know how it feels to be without your dad. But I think that's why I'm so compassionate to when it comes to young kids who don't have their father, because I know what they're missing. Because I enjoyed the time that God let me have my dad. You know, my dad passed at 47. He was still young, but I still learned things that wasn't right, and I still learned things that was right. But nevertheless, that didn't stop me from loving him for who he was. You know, my dad had a compassion heart for other people. You know, whatever he can do to help others, that's what he done. You know, I think that's where I get some of my compassion from, because I know how my dad was. You know, he would give you the shirt off his back. You know, some people won't even do that. But, you know, I thank God that that's the type of person my dad was. That everybody knew him. Everybody, you know, would see him. He would always, you know, greet people. Never did anything bad to anybody unless, you know, they came off on him. And I've seen my dad in good moods. I've seen my dad when he was angry. But, you know, that's a part of being a man, you know, a part of, you know, anybody, you know, standing up for what's right. I just think these days now, these kids are the father, the dads, whatever you want to call them. Some people call them a sperm donor. Missing out on these kids' life, because you know the consequences in a situation that's going to happen if you don't use protection. You're going to either... child's gonna come out of it or you're going to get sick, you're going to get diseases. But when a child comes out of it, I don't understand why a father will walk out on a kid when the child didn't ask to be here. But, you know, like I said, with both people, you know, you got to come to a decision. You already know what the consequences are. And if you know your relationship is on a rocky relationship, why have a child? You know, that's not going to keep him. That's not going to keep her there. Because either one can just walk away. But when it's all said and done, the child is the one that's going to be disappointed and hurt. And we have grown people today still being hurt by their father not being there. And it's sad. You know, I met some grown men that's still suffering because of their dad not being here. I looked up the word father, and it said God, man with children, man who is a man who has offspring, also the name of God, or a respected leader. And I would do a little research. I didn't really do much, but I did enough to get this started because I really think this is going to be something that we can really talk about. You know, because the daughters suffer from fatherless home, the sons suffer from fatherless home, and that this something has to be done about it. I mean, we here at the barbershop, we try to educate the brothers and try to encourage them. You know, regardless of whether you be with the mother or not, still play a part in that child's life. Because sooner or later, both of you are gonna have to come to a common ground. You're going to have to put your differences aside. You know, you might can't stand him, he can't stand you, but that ain't what it's all about. It's about that child. Why should a child have to suffer when you two bickering and going at each other? And why? You know, that's why when that happened, the first thing the kids think that they was the one who ran their dad off. But, you know, that's when the two parents have to come to common ground and really sit down and explain to the kids that, you know, we're not getting along together. We're going our separate ways, but we will still be mommy and daddy, regardless of whether we stand in the same household or not. So, you know, I got pastors here, 5077-5077.
Oh.
What you say there, pastor?
How you doing?
What's going on, brother?
Not much. I'm about taking it easy.
Okay. How was your day?
It was lovely. How about yours?
Hey, I can't complain. Like I told everybody, I got my little goddaughter for the weekend. So, you know, that's a handful right there. But, you know, I enjoy being a godparent. That's all that matters.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. And what we're talking about today is Fatherless Home, Where is My Father? And I did a little bit of research, and it said fatherless home breeds violence. 63% of the youth suicides are from fatherless homes. You got 85% of all children that exhibit behavioral disorders come from fatherless homes. 90% of the homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes. 80% of rapists motivated with displaced anger comes from fatherless home. You know, the one that really stands out to me the most is the 63% of our youth commit suicide because their dad is not there. And I don't know about nobody else, but that really hurts me, that knowing that we got young kids out here because of their dad is not there, done left them high and dry, they commit suicide. Because like I just said, some kids think it's their fault that the parents split up or that the father left. And as parents, we shouldn't let our kids think that if that's the way it comes to, that we have to, you know, go our separate way. We shouldn't let the kids think it was their fault. You know, for it to be 63% of our youth commit suicide, that's high. You know, if they do that, you know, it really hurt them. if they want to commit suicide. And like I said, I think, you know, this right here is a topic that we can really talk about. You know, I'm going to, next couple of weeks, I'm going to keep right on talking about fathers' home and about how our kids suffer because the man wants to just up and run away and leave, you know, not knowing what the circumstances. You still should sit down and talk to your children, the child, or how many kids you have, and let them know what's going on so they won't think that they the cause of it. Because once they think they the cause of it, that out of that 63%, they will commit suicide. You know, there's a lot of kids now that's going to prison, joining gangs because the fathers ain't there. Or they done seen their fathers in gangs doing stuff that's not called for. You know, just like we had said once before, we talked about the son, the little boys always want to be like their dad. The girls want to marry somebody like their dad. And like I said, you know, it just hurts me to my heart that you can lay down with a person and know what the consequences are. That child comes, you are so excited about it, then all of a sudden you just up and disappear. But then you want to get mad because somebody else want to take care of that responsibility of helping that woman raise that child. But you were the one that laid with her, but you bragging in the streets about you got kids. But when it's time for you to come take care of them kids, you know where to be found. You tell them you coming and you never show up. And then you wonder when the kids get older why they don't want nothing to do with you. But then sometimes you got to look at it this way too. I've seen women that do harsh things when the man do want to see the kid, they still won't let them. And I'm speaking from experience. So I know that happens. You know, we always can't put the blame on the man, but still, it's still his responsibility to find out, to figure out how he's going to be in that kid's life, even if he had to go to court and get visitation rights. You can do that, too, if that's what the woman is denying you from seeing your child. Mm-hmm. But if you just up and left, that's a different story. You know, why did you leave? You already knew what the consequences were. But then you still out here bragging because you got a child. But when it's time for you to be in that child life, you know where to be found. So, you know, with that being said, Katrina, Jerome, what are your thoughts on the fatherless home? And like I said, the topic is fatherless home. Where is my dad? Where is my father? Either one of you can go ahead.
Well, my children, their dad was in their life when they were younger. He got to the point where he just didn't want to be there anymore, so he left. So what that causes on the other parent, it causes a lot of stress. Now everything is on that one parent. You have to deal with the children's emotions. You have to deal with what may happen to them in school, not being able to focus on their work, the different mood swings. You know, been a very stressful time for me having to be the single parent of six kids. But I'm telling you, if it wasn't for the Lord, I just probably would have snapped. So definitely have to rely on God when you're a single parent like this. It's very, very important and vital that, you know, the parents be together. You know, even when the separation came, the children were still allowed to see their dad. But it's just not the same as him being in the home. Because I think a little girl needs to know, you know what I'm saying, her dad, and knowing that her dad has her back, and to protect her, she needs to know that protection. But instead, that other parent has to step up, and she has to try to cover as much, or he has to try to cover as much as they possibly can. But like I say, it's very important that both parents play their part in them children's lives so they won't go to jail, so they won't be out there wanting to commit suicide. Because my children went through all of this, depression and, you know, to the point where they had to seek therapy, counseling, you know, get a one-on-one person to be able to help them stay on course. God brought me through this. You know, everything fell on me, but I had to continue to pray, I had to continue to push. Then God just started just changing things with my children's behaviors. You know, now when my son wanted to quit school, he's going to be graduating next month, and it's by the grace of God. My children are turning their behaviors around, making good grades in school, and I give all the glory and honor to God, and I hope that this is helping a parent out there that's going through this. It's not easy, but you can't quit. You have to find that strength. You have to be there for your kids, whether you're a single parent or not. Our children need us. We have to continue to pray for them daily, asking God to cover them under his blood, because there's so much out here in these schools and out here in the world. You know, it's easy for them to get strayed away, but no, we as parents, we have to step up, and we have to do what we have to do for our children.
Pastor, what do you think about that, buddy?
Well, you know how I feel about that. I feel strongly about these men being in their kids' life, because, you know, a mom can't teach a boy how to be a man. It takes a dad to teach a boy how to be a man. It takes a dad to teach a daughter how to be respectable, so that she won't fall for any type of young man. He need to be in her life to teach her morals and values to the point where she don't feel like she gotta go out here and sell herself short, all because some guy's in her face and trying to promise her some superficial types of gifts and just to fool her out of her trying to put it nicely, her innocence. It's important that men need to be in their children's lives. You know, they don't necessarily have to be in the house. You know, it don't work out between you and the wife or you and the girlfriend or whoever it is. You still hold yourself responsible to being in them children's lives. And it's just a messed up situation with what's going on around here in the world today. That's why we got all the gang violence and stuff, because these kids are looking for love, and they're looking for love in all the wrong places. So that's why they turn to the street for that love that they really need. And like I said, it's a sad situation. Chuck said, I can get in depth, and, you know, cause it really bothers me, but I'm not going to do that because that'll take the show. So I'm just going to leave it at that.
I mean, like I said, you know, we don't always, I mean, when I was doing this, God had laid it on my heart. And I was, like I said, when I was doing my research, I seen some things that just came up to me and just caught my eye. And I was listening to what God said, you know, the effect of a father's home on a son and a daughter. Like I said, for the next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about the homeless, the fatherless home. I mean, because we really need to put it out there and really stress that, you know, as men, we need to do our part, regardless, like you said, regardless of whether we in the home or not. You know, we laid down with her, she laid with us, so that's still our responsibility. You know, but my thing is, you can't get mad when she no longer wants to be with you, and then she finds somebody who loves her and her kids and don't have no problem stepping in that slot. I don't understand why a man wants to get mad, because you the one that left, but you know that's still your responsibility, but then you want to get mad because another man is taking care of your responsibility. Mm-hmm. You know, take care of your responsibility. You laid down with her, you knew what the consequences were without using unprotected sex. That's what happened. You know, like I said, our kids didn't ask to be here, and it's sad when the kids think they the one who caused the problem. It says right there, 63% of our youth commit suicide. And I guarantee you, out of that 63%, a lot of them thought they were the one that called their mom and daddy to leave each other. And it's sad.
Well, see, Chauncey, what I tell the young men that work for me, I said, let me tell you something. I said, now, just like you said, when you laid down and you had unprotected sex, you knew there was a great possibility for you to conceive a child. So I tell them, it's like this. Now, you done went through the process. The child is here. It's not about you anymore. It's about the child.
That's right.
So you need to put your selfish ways aside. So whatever the situation is between you and the child's parent, mother, you don't need to hold that hostage over the child head. And a lot of guys, it's not necessarily all their fault as well. You got some women out here that drive the men away because they are feeling a type. I'm gonna break it down to you. I'm gonna take it another step further. All right. When it comes down to relationship, and we have a young lady on the line. She can give me her input. But when it's dealing with relationship between a man and a woman, now I tell the guys all the time. Let me tell you something. I say you can't break up with a woman. I said, if you break up with a woman, that's a woman scorned. She gonna hold everything that she can hold against you, especially if she think you left her for another woman. If you and a young lady ain't getting along, what you need to do is let her break up with you, because you got some very, very vindictive women out here, and that hold the young man hostage over the relationship and use the kids to get at him. And it's not right, you know. And like I said, it ain't all guys' fault. You got some sorry guys out here. Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you do. You got some guys out here that don't want to live with their responsibilities. You do. But you do have some guys out here that try to be in their kids' lives, but they got females, children, the kids' mothers, that'll sit there and hold these kids and him hostage and use the kids to keep them from being in that man's life. And it caused a lot of hurt and a lot of pain and a lot of bitterness in some good guys' heart that really try to do the best that they can.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. That is so true. Yeah.
It's not right. But, you know, it's what's going on. And it's a sad situation.
Yeah, you know, and like I said, I've been in that situation. So I know how it feels to be from the side that when you want to be in that child life and the mama is doing everything she can to keep you from there. And it makes you think, now what did I do? I want to be there. But every time you turn around, you run into that wall. And she does, like you said, vindictive. Does things that you be like, whoa, I just want to be with my son. It ain't got nothing to do with you. I just want to be in my child life because I don't want to be that one they keep saying, the deadbeat dad, the sorry dad, the one that don't want to do nothing. But like you said, you got the ones who are bad, don't care. And it's the first thing they want to do, you're going to be just like them. But no, I'm trying to be that one. I don't want to be in that category. I don't want my child to think that I done them wrong, not knowing that the mom was played a part in this as well, to push me away. You know, and it's sad when the good men want to be that dad, that's proud of being a dad and love to hear the kids call them pops or daddy. Or, you know, see that little girl run to them and hug them and they smile. It makes them feel good. But then when you got that vindictive woman putting that negative stuff in their ear and them kids looking at you real hateful, you know, that's sad. You know, why do that? You know, just like growing, why hold it over the kids, over the child, for two grown folks that can't get along with each other? You know, just like you said, it's not about, we need to put our selfish side away. That's what all it is just being downright selfish and mad at each other and just neglect the child. And the child is sitting there like, what did I do? Did I cause daddy to leave? Then you got some mom that sit there and bash the dad. Then you got some dad that sit there and bash the mom. But on the end of the day, y'all two slept together. So why leave each other and the child losing? I mean, go ahead, Ron.
I stayed in a broken marriage, and you know, for 20 years. I stayed in a broken marriage for 20 years because of my daughter. I stayed. Now, the first 2 years, everything was good, but after those 2 years was up, 18 years of it was hell. I stayed in that marriage for my daughter's sake because I did not want her to experience a divorce while she was in high school, because it can mentally disturb a child when they used to have
it
open in the house. So I chose to stay until my daughter graduated high school for 20.
Wow, look like we lost everybody. Okay, Elder Wilson is back. Go ahead, Elder
Wilson.
Like, sorry.
I mean, everything went there.
Everything with there, boy. The devil didn't want us to get this out about this, our fatherless kids. Wow.
Okay.
Everything went there. I don't know what happened. Everything just went completely dead. Everybody's call got dropped.
Okay. Want me to get this right quick then?
Yeah, go ahead, Elder Wilson.
Okay. Really, when you're talking about a fatherless child, you have to look at the Word of God again. And I heard everything, the situation with Rome, his daughter and everything like that, even what Trina said. James 1:27 says, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to be and keep himself spotless from the world. In Timothy 5th chapter, verse 8 says this. It says, but if any provide not for his own, especially for those of his own house, he has to die the faith and is worse than infidel. With that said, Brother Chauncey, closing out with these words here, any good man that's a real true father by God, God the Father make him be responsible and accountable for the seed he plants. To lay down with a woman to say that you love her, you have lied. If you don't take the responsibility to mend that relationship, you don't take responsibility to raise the children that God have allowed you to bring into the world, you're worse than an infidel. That's a woman out of religion. So every man, if you don't want to be a true man, that says he loves his children, must love the mother. And if you don't love the mother, you can't love the children truly. But then you got to take responsibility either way to make sure that the day of the white throne judgment that you did the responsibility of being a father to your children. If you don't, you shall be judged according to the word for not doing your responsibility.
That was good. That was good, Ella Wilson. Appreciate that. Well, I always know you got some wisdom when you come up here.
Yes,
you got 20 seconds left. I like to apologize to everybody. I don't know what happened. I look at it this way. The enemy did not want us to get this out, but you can best believe next weekend, we're going to do this episode again. We're going to get this right. We're going to put the word out there. With that being said, this is your boy, your host, Deacon Chance Odom. Y'all have a blessed weekend. Talk to you next weekend. Love you. Peace.
Love you. Peace out, boy.